Blog.
The night was clear and the moon was yellow and the leaves came tumbling down. I was standing on the corner when I heard my bulldog bark. He was barking at the two men who were gambling in the dark. It was Staggerly and Billy, two men who gamble late. Staggerly threw 7 minutes for that. He threw 8. Staggerly.
Live 100. I'm your host, Tahaka Amana El Bay, and today's broadcast will be Moore's American Leadership. We're going to deal with leadership, and we'll be coming to you today directly from Brother Naeem Akbar's book on leadership, Breaking the Chains of Psychological Slavery. I would like to start off by reading the following, and then we'll go directly into the broadcast, break this thing down, and make sure that everybody have all the information that they're going to need. He states on page 10 in Psychological Legacy of Slavery, under the heading of leadership, the following. Powerful leaders emerge from the ranks of the uneducated, such as Elijah Muhammad, never received wide acceptance among the educated classes of former slaves, despite the fact that he offered the most powerful economic and self-help program of that time. Contemporary Negro history accounts devote extensive coverage to Muhammad's trainees, such as Malcolm X Shabazz, while mentioning the natural head who was his teacher only in passing. This same pattern of rejecting indigenous leadership showed his head in 1995, Million Man March, when many traditional religious and political leaders rejected the leadership of Minister Louis Farrakhan because he wasn't approved by white establishment. An important sign that this mentality is changing was the presence of over 1 million people at the march, despite white disapproval of his indigenous leadership. Such rejection of strong African-American leadership is as conditioned in us as in our fear and hatred of a burning cross. It is important to realize that such efforts to undermine effective African-American leadership is still an ongoing part of the current society. The press, for example, fails to mention many of the outstanding accomplishments of indigenous African-American leadership. On the other hand, the least important statement from a master-appointed leader gains front-page coverage. The other side of this issue is of grafted leaders, is that a realistically based suspicion of African-American leadership grew in our communities. forced to reject natural leadership in opposition to our natural survival instincts and to accept oppressed appointed leadership, compel our communities to essentially suspect all leadership. This suspicion is manifested in a rather persuasive disrespect for black leaders unless they come equipped with a supply of token or mystical power. The token power usually comes in the form of a limousine, some auspicious clothing, and some rather impressive jewelry. The mystical power requires identifying one's leadership as having some kind of divine legitimization. These leaders often gain considerable followings of an intensely emotional form. The other leaders who gain strong support are projected by the master's media and press and are often chosen from uninformed athletes, politically naive preachers, or even entertainers. The leadership of such persons seldom extends beyond their faddish and transitory stardom. Meanwhile, all of the forms of small-scale and large-scale leaders, indigenous and otherwise, are destroyed by suspicion and disrespect. As a people, African Americans must begin to recognize the disposition which has been conditioned in us to reject natural, effective leadership. If we understand that we have been programmed through our history to reject our natural heads, we may begin to become more conscious of recognizing true leaders. It can be easily demonstrated that the persistent distrust and limited support given to African-American leaders has its origin in many inappropriate heads which have been affixed to our bodies historically. This information has been taken directly from Breaking the Chains of Psychological Slavery by Brother Naeem Akbar in his chapter on leadership. And it was true then when it was written, and it is still true today. When we take a close look at our leaders and our leadership today, on the people that's been put in positions of leadership, we seem to have a sort of a weak hold on things. They don't come across, and this is my own personal opinion, as really being forceful enough to make any necessary changes that's going to affect directly black people. We have many so-called black leaders that are in a position of leadership, but they seem to project some type of other ideology, some other type of mental projection or imagery that is not conducive to a strong black nation. And so what we need to do is understand some things. First of all, we must understand, I've told you in the past, that kings and queens are born. They can never be appointed. And what black people have to do is to come into the knowledge of their ancestral story. And by doing this, we have a good, solid foundation to work from. It is very, very difficult for us to swallow lies and hypocrisies and be swayed and moved and put in a position where what we are doing, what we have been led to believe is effective, which it cannot be. The only way that black people are going to be able to survive in this thing, they're going to have extensive knowledge concerning their own culture. All nationalities and all species of people on the planet are connected to their own culture. It is a phenomenon inside this place that we call the United States of America that the particular people who are known as black people who seem to be disconnected. They remain disconnected from their own our historical roots. You cannot get a plant to grow. If you pull that plant up and disconnect that plant from its root, it cannot grow. You can replant it. You can fertilize it. You can water it, but it cannot grow because it is disconnected from its roots. It is vital for us to understand that. Now, I had a conversation yesterday with a young lady, and she told me that her son was in school, and the teacher began to teach him that all black people came from white people, and that black people were the original cavemen. Now, when the young man was told that, that was kind of confusing to him because he has been doing some research, and he challenged the teacher. And he told the teacher that no such thing it ever existed. We did not come from you. How could that be possible when the only thing that you can produce is something that looks like you? By another token, we can produce all colors. So how is it possible that we came from you? And according to the information that he had, he also informed the teacher that the our historical records and historical records prove beyond any shadow of a doubt that he was the only one on the planet that came from a cave, or was referred to as a caveman. Nobody else, just him. Now, the teacher became angry, a white gentleman, and he sent the young man to the office. And when he sent him to the office, the principal wanted to know why was he sent to the office. He explained the situation to the white principal, and the white principal decided that he needed to be punished. He was forced to go outside the school and pick up paper and remove him from the main body of the classroom because he is talking about something that's contrary to what is being put inside the brains of all the other students, which was in direct opposition of the lie and hypocrisy that's being propagated inside the school system. So even though the young man was put outside of the classroom, in my opinion, I think it was better that he got a chance to walk on the ground and breathe some fresh air rather than be inside a classroom and to swallow blatant lies and hypocrisy. Now, I want to, at this point, I want to bring up something that is very, very important. Because I've told you in the past that we have I've created one of the most outstanding archives of information in the history of this country, and it is available. And I also want to extend congratulations and to make the other brothers aware who have gotten hold to this information. I want to let you know that we have just added this morning over 30 different other pieces of information to your archives, and it's available for you this morning, and it's already ready, so you can go ahead. In order to get a hold to me, you can contact me at tahaka99@yahoo.com. That is tahaka99@yahoo.com. You can also reach me by phone at area code 904-410-8119. Now, we have a call on the line. I'm going to open up the line and see what the caller has to say. Caller 585, you're on the air.
How you doing?
Hey, I'm fine, my brother. How are you?
Oh, that's good. Well, I'm just listening.
Who am I speaking to, and where are you coming from?
New York.
Okay, and your name?
Ted.
Okay, what can I do for you, my brother?
Oh, just listening, man.
Okay, you have any comment on anything that you heard so far?
It's kind of amazing the story you were just talking about, how the what happened to the student, but that happens a lot. I remember
oh, yeah.
when I was disagreeing with my college professor one time, and he kind of did the same thing. You know, gave me like a bad grade. So I didn't understand where he came from.
Well, you have to, if we, first of all, black folks have to understand that it, once you come into the knowledge of yourself and you get your story and your mind, there's no such thing as the mind, but the brain is filled with your culture, your story, and his story, things change. Because when someone tries to blow some smoke up somewhere, it doesn't go anywhere because your antenna is going to pick it up immediately, you see. And so it is vital for us to do our research and to make sure that our children are armed before they go to school with knowledge of themselves and their own culture. We got a lot of children that are not getting this information and being sent to school and being allowed to absorb whatever is being put in their brain. And as a result of that, they're getting out in the streets. They don't have no direction. They don't know anything about themselves. And they're just like oysters in the ocean. They're just tossed to and fro. I mean, there's nothing. They have no defense. And we all know that knowledge is power. So I try to talk to the parents and show them how vital it is for them to have their children to understand this, because if they do not have an identity, a knowledge concerning their own self, they can never grow up to be effective leaders in this country.
Right.
They're just tossed to and fro. You got anything else to add, brother?
I just wanted to get that number again.
Okay, the number to reach me is area code 904-410-8119.
Okay. Definitely be getting in touch with you so I can get that information.
Okay, my brother. I appreciate you calling in, and I'm going to continue with the broadcast and finish on out. We only have 12 minutes left. But I appreciate you, and you can give me a call. The broadcast will be in short, and if you want to call me after that, I'll be right here.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you, brother. Now, let me continue by stating that leadership inside the United States, what has taken place in slavery, as I have already stated in an earlier broadcast, that the slave and the slave master, it was important to him that he did everything that he could to destroy any knowledge concerning of your culture and your history or your gods or any of that stuff, and to keep you from emerging as any type of leadership, any type of leadership position, to cut off the head of the slave, so to speak, and to replace that head with a head which contains erroneous information, because we have to understand that we are dealing with a species of beings that are classified as Caucasians from the Caucasus Mountain, who have no history. They have plagiarized history and attached themselves to already existing histories. They have no histories. They have interfered with the timeline. They have added time to the timeline. They have reclassified words. They have even reclassified fruits and vegetables. They have interfered with everything on this planet. And as a result of it, this planet that we live on is in a state of total upheaval as a result of interference of allowing this particular species from coming out of the Caucasus Mountain and disrupting the world as we know it today. Nature is being destroyed. The air that we breathe is being destroyed. The land upon which we live is being destroyed. And in major areas across the land, is uninhabitable. You understand? So it is vital for us to defend ourselves by coming into the knowledge of ourselves and being able to survive this thing we're a part of. And we have to start right there in our own homes with getting knowledge of self. It is vital that we do that. If we're reading books, we must encourage our sons and daughters to read books. If we got a hold of the information, if you're going to search the Internet or what have you, make sure they're searching for something that's worthwhile, that's going to benefit them, going to empower them, and going to put something in the brain that they're going to be able to use in order to survive. If they're going to emerge as a leader, they have to have leadership capabilities. And what better place to start from is your culture. It is common knowledge that black people have built the greatest civilization the world has ever seen. We have buildings that are being built in the 21st century that go up, and 5 or 6 years later, they got to tear them down. But the great pyramids of ancient Kemet are still standing today, dating back thousands of years. So why would you try to imitate something else or somebody else that cannot hold a candle to you? You're magnificent. You have put things on the earth that other people have used for their own livelihood. You're the one who brought the trends of fashion to the world. No one can out-sing you. No one can out-dance you. It is important that we wake up to who we are. And if we are going to be leaders, let's lead from a position of strength. I'm going to enter in one more bit of information from the brother Naeem Akbar's book, Breaking the Chains of Psychological Slavery, from the chapter on leadership. And I'm going to read the following. It says, "The long generations of being conditioned to reject natural and strong leadership had not only stifle the development of such leaders, but African Americans still respond by rejecting such leaders. Even outstanding leaders such as Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. were rejected and denied support by the African American educated and professional classes of people in our communities. Dr. King was condemned in the early days of his civil rights campaign as a troublemaker. Dr. King and many of the young ministers who spearheaded the civil rights movement had to leave their denominational convention and form another one to escape the criticism of their traditional colleagues who saw their social activism as troublesome because it was troublesome to white people. Only after receiving recognition from increasing numbers of liberal Caucasians was he accepted as a leader." Now, at this point, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to say to all the brothers and sisters that participated in that, I think it was a crying shame for you to do that. I don't want to get excited here, but I think it's a crying shame. Amazing how damaging and the thinking of these black people were against their own people. We got to stop this kind of thing. We got to stop doing this to one another. We have to come into the knowledge of our own self and our own culture. Get rid of everything, all the damage of the psychological effects of what slavery has done to black people. We have to get rid of that. If we are going to be effective leaders, you cannot lead effectively if you do not know anything about your own self. It does not make any sense. There is nothing that any college or university inside the United States can give you to give you any kind of power of leadership if you don't know anything about yourself. If you don't know who you are, how are you going to lead anybody anywhere effectively? You can't. It's impossible. But yet, we have so-called leaders inside the United States to come up and I've talked to several of these guys, and I have a master's degree from Harvard. I said, oh, my goodness, how long have you had this condition? Said, please tell me who you are without telling me your name. Oh, wow, that's tough. You understand what I'm trying to tell you? So for those of you who wish to have access to power, we have created something that is very, very important. It is something that you can use for your personal enlightenment and education. And this information is a lot of it is definitely not being taught in your European schools and colleges and universities. I need you to contact me at thehawker99@yahoo.com, and so that we can discuss this thing and get this information to you. You can also reach me at area code 904-410-8119. That's area code 904-410-8119. You can reach me, and I'll be more than happy to discuss this thing and, so that we can make sure you get this. We have created one of the greatest archives in American history. We are adding information to the archives every week. You will never run out of knowledge, and you will have what you need, and your children will have what they need. So when they go to school, just like the young man that I mentioned earlier, and they begin to attempt to ease in the lies and ease in the falsehood in order to maintain control of the brains of your children, he will have a defense. You don't have to worry about him. He will have a defense. You follow me? So it is very, very important that you encourage them to learn something about themselves before they go to school. We have to understand that the Europeans are running under a system. It is called the Global System of White Supremacy, and it has 9 points. The 9 points of the global system of white supremacy is as follows: economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, sex, religion, and war. Now, this is how they are ruling. So you're going to have to disconnect. I'm sorry to have to tell you that. You're going to have to, because if you are participating in this system of rule by somebody else over you, you are actually participating in your own demise. Common sense ought to tell us this. We've been at it for over 487 years, or about 500 years, and nothing has changed. Our nation is in shambles. We are still in the condition that we're in. Ladies and gentlemen, the clock on the wall says, time for me to go, and I appreciate you tuning in. I need you to contact me at the end of the broadcast. I've been your host, the Hawker, Mono LB, and good morning.
Without a warning, you broke my heart. You took a dime, and you tore it apart. You left me sitting in a dark crying. You said your love for me was dying. I'm begging you, baby, baby, please. I'm begging you, baby, baby, please. Turn on the light, let it shine on me. Turn on your love light, let it shine on me. Let it shine, 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 let it shine. I want to know what I get a little lonely in the middle of the night. I need you, darling, to make things all right. Come on, baby. Come on, please.
Yeah.